Hello, we're on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. Sorry for the delay, but it's better late than never. And experience are choices and circumstances are not. We were having a guest host this evening, Plane Walker, but it seems we cannot get her on the line. Hopefully she will call in and we will connect her later on this evening. We will be doing readings this evening and intuitive consulting, or we will just be chatting with whatever your heart's desire. So if anybody would like to call in, the call-in numbers are area code 877-876-5227. USA and Canada numbers are 888-815-9756. And the direct line to BBS Radio is 530-876-3222. So callers are welcome at any time. We have the application of knowledge towards something is chosen by ourselves. And by the way that we choose to experience the situation is going to evolve us. If there is anyone that would like to answer this question of how they thought to absorb this, obtaining this insight, to feel this use of knowledge, that whether purposely gained or productively gained, this matter of course per se, and they feel that they're on a new destination, which I feel that someone is, I would love for you to call in. Is there anyone there?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
How are you?
I'm well.
Oh, that is wonderful to hear. And what's your name?
Haven't lost hope yet.
Huh?
Haven't lost hope yet.
Haven't lost hope yet. What a great name.
Why, thank you.
You sound familiar. I think I know you.
I think you do, too.
Oh, is this the main girl?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. You are the destination that is switching, that keeps being on my mind. I haven't talked to you in forever and a day.
I know. It's been a long time, girl.
Man alive. Gosh.
A long time.
You are the experience of choices, of free will. Let's see. You know, I had this dream the other night.
You told me that.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
It was like a night and a half ago, because it was like late in the afternoon.
Right.
And you remember the bracelet of stones?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, man, haven't lost hope yet. Oh, my gosh. The experience of the situation that is evolving us. Mm-hmm. Okay, now what I spoke right before I realized that you were on the line is, okay, there's a circumstance that surrounds us, right?
Right.
Okay, and that's not a choice. It just happens to be all around you. Now, you are experiencing something in your lifetime that's really, 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 really great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, can you speak up just a little bit, because I'm on a cell phone, but I want to say your destination is changing. It's changing its course. You have the number 10 around you, which is a double five.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What time it? Okay. Now, the double five is like you have two changes going on around you. A job change as well as a change in a move or a change in a destination or a career change, a modeling change, I also see you out around water.
Okay.
That's cleansing of yourself, cleansing, purification, religion, spiritual. You're growing spiritually. You're growing in gifts. Your gifts are growing bigger and bigger and bigger and more. You've opened up to some new beginnings there.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't quite, you keep them to yourself more, though, instead of using them about more.
Right.
You should think about, I keep wanting to pull my hair, twirl my hair, though.
Mm-hmm.
I keep playing with my ring on my finger, too. Is there like an engage or like you want to engage in something? There's two things that are on my mind for you.
Right. Well, I desire an engagement or a proposal.
Okay, and you're also engage. Okay, then you're also wanting to engage in a job opportunity as well.
Yeah, I've been without work for, this is my third month now, and I have been looking, and I'm actually considering pursuing a different path opposed to what I have been on job-wise.
So that's the destination change?
Yeah.
Okay. If you would just surround yourself for a second in some deep breathing, you know, just cleansing breath.
Mm-hmm.
And focus in on all those little stones on that bracelet, you know, just the little stones on a bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
All different colors. I keep seeing the really light blue color, really transparent blue, almost like cloud blue, like you're floating on a cloud type, the atmospheric breath. You have a wish, want, or desire around you besides a job.
Yeah.
It has to do with one of your children.
It has to do with a child, yes.
And I keep hearing harmony or melodies around that.
You keep hearing what?
Harmony or melody. Harmony, kind of like angelic melody.
Right. Well, I desire the conception of a child, but I don't think that's going to happen, so...
Well, you never know. You just never know.
I know.
I keep seeing home, the word home, and are you wanting to move?
We've been talking about it, yes.
You have been talking about moving?
Yes.
And I also see that it's not really a choice to move, but you are wanting to move because it's almost like you have to move, but you don't want to move.
Well, it's more so like, yeah, a little bit of both, I guess. I mean, my situation, I don't know.
I see some traveling coming about, though.
Yeah.
And I also see you like water. There's a lot of water.
That's my boyfriend. He is, that's where he's most comfortable is around water, and he wants to move by water.
Okay. Because I see a lot of water there.
Right.
And I also see changing your eating habits.
Yeah. Yep.
And also in this dream that went on, it was like having your back. Somebody is very, very protective of you and having your back at all times.
Would this be a girl?
Huh?
Is it a girl?
Well, no. It's like angelic.
Right. As in a girl, as in a spirit.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think I know who it is. I think it's my friend that's been passed 11 years now, and out of the blue today, her daughter sent me a message, and I haven't heard from her daughter in years, and I didn't recognize her. I didn't recognize who it was, and her daughter messaged me telling me that she was pregnant and that she was due in September.
Wow.
Yeah, and it kind of like threw me out of the water because, I mean, I know that my friend's around me. I know that she's around me. I know she's been around me, and I know that there's a message from her to me. I can't figure out what it is. I think that this her daughter messaging me, I think that this is some sort of a link to it.
Well, there's a gift there. Mm-hmm. Do you know of a Christie or a crystal or a...
I know a Christie, yep.
Okay. There's a gift also with that you're to receive with this message that connecting with this person, this friend. September, huh?
Yeah, she said that she was due in September.
Is it late September?
I didn't get the date from her. She just said September.
Like 9/16, I do believe.
I'll have to ask her when.
Okay. 9/16. Okay, I get a 25 around you, which is a 7. So you have completed your task with what's going on. You are getting ready to go into some complete changes, which are a new beginnings. And, you know, that evolves into the 10, which equals to the 1 of unity. And, you know, staying in your moment, which unity and the two changes is, I keep seeing, under, in a closet space. And I also see one single rose. I don't know whether that's it rose, or bear with me just a second. You said your friend's been gone 11 years?
Yeah, she's been gone for 11 years this year. She passed in 97, so.
Uh-huh. Do you know of a significant date of August the 27th, by any chance?
Mm.
Or either, let's add that number, 27 and 12, 7, 8, 9. That's a 9, and then a 12 is a 3. That's a 3 and a 3, 3, 3. That's your spirit and your God saying yes to you, definitely. So whatever question that's in your heart really deep, is the answer is yes.
I have so many questions that lie deep within my heart. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you want to talk about them? You want to ask, or you want to talk about them in private? Or
you know, well, it doesn't really matter. You know, I mean, I don't know. Some of it's, you know, some lies on the personal side. Some of it lies on, I think I've met my destination. I think that I've met my lifelong as well as my soulmate.
Yeah.
I firmly believe in that for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, we've known of each other for over 20 years, and we just recently united. And September will be 2 years that we've been together.
Right. Destination changing means to me that you're getting ready to step over like a threshold, a step over into a new beginning, step over into like a new life. You know, it could be marriage, it could be moving, it could be, you know, I just don't want to say because you have to choose that destiny.
Right.
But it's newness. It's all newness.
Right. I guess my biggest question is, I mean, do you see the fact of him considering the proposal, or do you see a marriage down the line for us?
Well, this man definitely thinks the world of you as much as you think the world of him.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
He doesn't say it so much in words, but his actions show you.
Sometimes, yeah.
And also, the doubts that come from you are also from not using what you have inside of you with your gifts and bringing them out and about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're very gifted.
Mm-hmm.
your empathicness gets in your way a lot because you bring about other people's feelings inside of you.
Yeah, I have a big problem with that, yes.
And
I'm very, very empathetic.
Yes, you are.
Very much so.
And you're picking up on so much on other people's feelings that it almost is a discernment of when you've been around, let's say, someone, even your friend of 11 years, then when you go with, come into the room with your boyfriend slash fiance slash boyfriend slash fiance, because it's tattling, teeter-tottling on that line of, you know, what label to put him on, because it's any time now, then you are like, which feeling or emotion am I having at this given time, because she's always around you.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
I'm very well aware that she's always here. I feel that, you know, she's got my back in a lot of areas. Because I know of the fact of my abilities. I know the fact that, you know, to some, I'm a threat. You know what I'm saying? Because of my abilities or what have you. So I think that in that aspect, on that side of the world, she's keeping me protected from that end.
The mystical part is, you hearing from her daughter today, was it? Yesterday or today?
No, today.
It was today?
Yes.
Do you remember the time that you heard from her?
I'm not sure exactly. I mean, the time is stamped on my page or what have you. It was earlier today.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, the reason I bring up the stones and stuff is because, you know, we get, and the water is like, you remind me of right now the stones going into a, let's say, a creek bed or a river bed, and that makes the rapids, okay, or the waterfalls, or what water would you choose if you chose some water right now? Would you choose a river, a creek, a waterbed, a waterfall, an ocean?
I choose the waterfall.
You would choose the waterfall?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good choice. When you're, would you be behind the waterfall or above it, below it, or in it, or in
front of? I'd be beside it.
You would be beside it?
Beside it, watching it flow.
Watching it flow. Would you be on a rock, or would you be on the grass, or?
On the rock.
Uh-huh. Would you be by yourself?
I've been there a couple times by myself, yep.
Uh-huh. What do you feel when you're there?
Tranquility.
And what else?
A lot of peace.
A lot of peace?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly what you're feeling right now, then, tranquility and a lot of peace. Because you're accepting all that you are and all that you feel and all that you do. And the water falling is also a rush, and it gives you that knowing of its power and that it always continuously ever flows, and no matter what, it's not going to stop. It's always going to be there. It's always going to continue, and it's always going to always flow.
Yeah.
And you're always going to be okay, and you can always go back to that certain spot no matter what, and that's your meditative spot.
Mm-hmm. I've actually been planning on going there. Recently.
Yeah. It's not like that time that you were at that ocean and that photographer took your picture.
No, it wasn't like that time, thank you.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be a statistic.
Yeah, because you are a famous model anyway.
That was definitely a spiritual cleansing that day.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I haven't talked to you in, what, 2 years on the phone or anything like that.
And about that, girl, yeah.
I know. It's so great to hear from
you. In that 2 years, I've had a long road.
I know. We used to talk all the time.
I know. I know we did.
God.
gosh.
I have so much thing going on. So, you know, I mean, I have a very, you know, I don't know. I have a question, but it pertains, and it does pertain to a child, but it pertains to my boyfriend's daughter.
Uh-huh.
He has a few of them, but this one's 9 years old. And what do you see for this child?
What do I see?
Right.
Well, you know as well as I do that it's not really right to read other people.
Right. Well, no, I'm not talking about reading for the child. I'm talking about what do you see as an outcome for the child. The mother is keeping the child from him.
Oh.
And he's had no contact at all with the child. And this is going to be the third month.
This is the third month, too?
This is going to be the third month that he's had no contact with the child. The mother's cut all ties.
There's a reunion.
Yeah, I felt that as well. It's just the fact of when.
I see her going into her daddy's arms. Or I see the child running into a man's arms.
Mm-hmm.
Outside.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, she's really not, she's not being very nice right now.
Well, you know, it's just power.
Exactly, and that's exactly what she's doing to him.
And it
hurts so much because, you know what I'm saying, he's the type of man that doesn't wear his heart on his sleeve. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And I mean, I can feel his pain. You know what I'm saying? I feel it.
Exactly.
And it hurts me. You know, and I do what I feel that I can to help him or whatever. But I don't know what else to do.
That's your empathicness coming in, and that's when we have to have sympathy instead of empathy.
Right. Well, I do. I have both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think I'm overwhelmed with both of them because, I feel like there's something that I could be doing that, you know, that I can stop this pain for him, you know, to put back the, you know, to refill the emptiness that he has in his heart.
Well, you have already filled up him in so many ways, shapes, and forms. And a child takes another place in the heart in many ways, shapes, and forms. Things are going to be just fine. And as long as you speak that things will be all right, no matter how the outcome is, and just believe, just like you do, always anyway, because
mm-hmm.
you have that sweet, dear spirit about you. You are very supportive in all ways anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you just continue to do that. Haven't lost hope yet.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And you continue to speak what you believe and think and feel, then you know things are going to be all right, girl.
Yeah.
Because you are on your way to a new destinational change. Who knows? Maybe it's you all living together in a new home, you know?
Well, we already live together.
I'm talking about even with the child.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
You never know.
Right.
You never know what the destination is till you manifest it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
But, you know, the beliefs of what we have are like a computer program that's in ourselves of what we program ourselves to believe in. But it's in our spirit. It's in our soul.
Right.
It's our core beliefs. You know. And our past beliefs are like the history. And we have to change it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd love to continue this conversation in another time with them.
I hear you, girl.
You know what I'm saying?
Busy. Oh,
you know,
I will.
Not online, on the radio, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
privately.
Right. Well, I don't have your number no more, so, and I know you probably can't give it to me on there. But, I mean, we'll talk online or whatever, and I'll get your number.
Okay. Did you know that I changed the IM to Bright Lights Path at Yahoo.com?
At Yahoo?
On Yahoo. On our Yahoo, I changed it to Bright Lights Path.
Okay, well, you were in the room with me.
Okay.
You were in the room with Cheryl, Cliffy, and all them. I was in the room.
You were.
I'm Enchanted Blonde. I even talked to you.
You're Enchanted Blonde?
On Yahoo, yes.
Okay. Well, then put me on as Bright Lights Path.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
I'll talk
Thank
to you later.
Right. Thank you for your
I thought you were only on AIM now.
Okay, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Chum.
Okay. How do you treat, I want to say, what your thoughts are and putting it out into the universe, that's what the universe returns to you. It's the basic law of karma and how the world treats you. How you treat others in the universe normally treats you, since it is free will, and how it responds to you in the choice. Our past choices and how it creates you and who you are now. Our problems that manifest in our lives, physical and non-physical, are the results of the energy we all have in ourselves. These have been our choices, nobody but ours. These choices affect us from different directions. It's our beliefs. And that's the core beliefs, is what I was talking about. Beliefs are my boundaries, and my boundaries that trigger my reactions. So let's say that one of my beliefs is that I love someone with all my heart, mind, and soul, but I've got to like that someone too. To like someone is deeper to me than loving someone. And being able to give with all my heart, mind, and soul to the purity of the unblemished liking someone. If I give them a gift, and the reaction is feeling great, then the love flows from it. And that triggers my reactions for a hug or a kiss or even more wondrous feelings. It's like running those programs. But let's say that if you're different to the person that you give a gift to, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Kathy. It's Reverend Dr. Kendra. How are you?
Well, my goodness gracious, I am just doing well. Thank you. How are you? It's great
I'm
to
wonderful.
Hear you.
I miss you. I haven't talked to you in a
while. I miss
long
you
time.
As well.
Thank you. How are you?
Doing great.
Good, good, good.
How is Tim and all the college buddies and everybody?
Tim and all the college buddies are great.
Oh, great. It's good to hear you.
It's great to hear you, too. I really do miss you. It's been too long.
I know it. How's the church and everything going?
The church is doing great. Everybody's doing great. We're busy, though.
What's been going on?
Well, we kind of took it slow for the summer, and we've been kind of regrouping and trying to figure out new strategies to do new things. And so we have a lot planned for coming in the fall, and we're just trying to get ready for the fall. So it's been busy. And I have another book that's coming out, so I have to get that manuscript in by the end of the summer. So that's been busy. So just a lot of things happening.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So what's going on with you?
Well, I'm just learning as much as I can. And teaching is a bit at a time.
Excellent.
And loving BBS Radio, and
Excellent.
Don and Seth are just great, and changes are going on, and mm-hmm. I moved.
You moved,
and
huh? Good for
I'm
you.
Moving again.
Wow.
And just many, many changes.
Good ones, I hope.
Oh, of course, because
Good.
I'm always where I'm supposed to be, and I'm right where I put myself all along.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. And,
Good.
Catching up with people I haven't seen in years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
No.
That's really
It's just phenomenal.
That's great.
I saw like 8 people from first grade this past week.
Wow, that's neat.
No.
Wow, that's really neat. And how's your daughter doing with her marriage?
She told me yesterday, she says, I'm in bliss.
Wow, that's great.
Her.
Good for her. That's bliss. Excellent.
Yeah, thank you for asking.
You're welcome. So everything's good then?
Yeah, how's your family?
My family's doing great. Just getting ready. Obviously, we got to start getting ready for them to go back to school, but they're doing really well, the kids. And Tim's doing great. JD's doing great. The Bards are doing great. Everybody's singing. Everybody's doing great.
What are you going to do for the new moon?
Haven't quite decided yet. We have... we're doing a ritual on Sunday. That'll be our Lunasid ritual, and that's a celebration of the harvest. So that will happen on Sunday. And then after that, I have a book signing in Salem, Mass. And then after that, we're going to be getting ready for Pagan Pride Days that we do all over New England. We go and I speak at these Pagan Pride Days.
Well, why don't you give out your website right quick?
Okay, my website is www.firstchurchofwicca.org, and Wicca is spelled W-I-C-C-A. Thank you.
That's really great. You were one of my first guests on BBS Radio and explained what Wicca was and helped me understand and helped the whole world understand. Do you want to give a little plug about your church and what it's all about?
Sure. Well, we consider ourselves a metaphysical eclectic tradition, so we practice Wicca, which is worship of a god and a goddess, and basically we teach metaphysics, which is the power of positive thinking, prayer, meditation, negative release statements, all that. So we do metaphysical services where I come in and I sermon about some of life's challenges, and then I put them into a metaphysical perspective, so I teach you how you can actually deal with those challenges in a more positive way. And all of my metaphysical sermons are actually posted on the website for people who are long distance and can't come to the church. So we do those often, and then we have, after I do the sermon, we have open group discussion, which we also have an open group discussion on our live journal forum, which is something that you can find on our website also. And then after that, after the guided meditation, we open it up to group discussion, so everybody gets to talk about the topic and say their ideas and their thoughts and their opinions about it. So it's really nice. And then on the high holidays, we have rituals where we practice, you know, regular traditional Wiccan rituals. So and we invoke the god and goddess. We call the quarters. We practice magic, all that stuff. So it's kind of neat.
Wow.
Yes.
And you also do your meditations with candles too.
That's right. We do a lot of candle meditations. You know, we do crystal healings, things like that. You know, we do a lot of what we would call metaphysical stuff here at the church, holistic stuff. And I do pastoral counseling, so I have people from all over the country that call me for pastoral counseling, and I help them out too. So it's nice. We have a lot going on here at the church, and come September we'll be picking up again, so it'll be busy.
Well, you know what? I haven't talked to you since, since I moved.
Yeah.
Since I moved, because I've been so busy.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Everybody's been busy. But
it's not that I don't love you anymore.
No, I love you too. Everybody's been busy. We're all kind of just doing our thing, and stuff happens, and people kind of go their separate ways. But I just wanted to reconnect because we hadn't spoken in a while, and I miss you, and I wanted you to know that I still think about you, and I care about you, and I'm still out here. So.
Oh, I'm so happy that you called. Where is JD?
You want to talk to JD?
Yes.
Let me let you talk to JD. Who wants to talk to JD? Go on.
Hold on.
Here he comes. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
JD.
Well, how are you, Tassie?
JD, if I was any better,
What's that?
If I was any better, I would be the best.
Well, that's great to hear.
I would be the best that I could be.
Well, that's excellent.
Yes, and excellent is the greatest answer you can give.
Great. I think I just heard that you moved recently.
Yes, I moved from the house. It's being reconstructed, and it's getting a little facelift. But I do believe I'm going to move on to some land, so I can do what I need to do, and you know,
keep
the house probably. I'm not sure.
So
it's a pretty special house.
Well,
but
that's good.
But asking, how's your wife?
Are you still
singing?
Not as often as I was, but yeah, we're still doing our thing for the church every month, and we're going to be singing out on the beach in Duxbury on Sunday.
Oh, God.
So that should be fun.
You have to sing for me, you know.
Oh, I don't know if I have anything for you tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Where's Tim? He can sing with you.
Yeah, maybe Tim can sing along, too. Let me see if I can find Tim. Well, look who's here. I'm going to put Tim on the phone. Here he is.
Mr. Tim. The other half of...
Tassie, how are you? Tassie, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, how are you doing?
I am just wondrous, thank you. How are you?
Oh, wondrous, wow, that's quite a word. I miss you.
That's a word, isn't it?
It certainly is. I'm wondrous, too.
Isn't that a great word?
It definitely is. It says it all, doesn't it, Tassie?
It does.
So what's been going on?
It's great to hear you guys.
Yeah, it's great to hear you. We listened to your show last week, but we only caught the tail end of it. So we didn't get a chance to call in. Yeah, so we thought this week we'd definitely call in.
I am so grateful that you did.
So I know JD and Kendra have already asked you about your movie. Did you want to hear JD and I sing a song?
I do.
Come on, let's JD. What do you want to sing?
I would love for the universe to hear you sing.
What's that?
I would love the universe to hear you people sing.
Okay, hold on one second. We got to figure out a quick song here.
It's on bbsradio.com. The First
PBS
Church
Radio.
Of Wicca.
Here we go.
Dot org.
Here we go. You want to do it? Yeah. One, two, ready, go.
Good harmonizing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, actually, since the services are once a month this summer, we haven't had much practice. So we're hoping that in the fall, when we go back to two services a month, we'll get a little bit more practice and we'll have some more songs and some new songs. And I'll tell you what, the next new song that we perform for the church and with the bards, we'll do a cameo for you. Okay, so whatever that new song is, we'll call you up and we'll sing you a little bit of the song so you can get a preview of it. How's that sound?
That would be phenomenal.
So we'll do that for you, but we'll practice next time.
You know that BBS Radio, Donald, and yes, Donald, put you guys on, it said the headlines, highlights for the headlines of 2008. You guys are like on the.
Are we? Do we really make the headlines?
Dr. Reverend Kendra Van Hovey. It's like the headlines down there in February.
Yeah, we were worried about you that time. I called in and there's no Tassie, and so they he asked me if I would fill in for the night. So I said sure, why not? It would be an honor and a pleasure to fill in for Tassie.
I know. I was rewriting that tonight because I didn't like what I had put on there for that archive and how all that looked. And I was in the middle of doing that before I aired on the show tonight. Because I wanted to put I want to make a look. You know how I make my little inserts like a part of the show?
Yep.
And I didn't know until 2 weeks later that you had done that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my heart had real bad palpitations, and I had to get 28 burns to my heart. And you called in saying, "Where's Tassie?"
Where's Tassie?
And here, and Don said, "You want to take the show?" And you did such a fabulous job.
Oh, thanks. We tried.
You and Tim did it together. I mean, you and JD.
Yeah, JD and I did it. We did our best, and we did it because we love you, and we wanted to make sure everything was okay. So we thought that if we put some great energy out there, that it would help you, whatever was happening. And sounds like it worked. So.
And it did, totally. Yeah. I felt so at ease. I said, everything's cool.
Yeah, see? I'm glad you felt that way. That was the intention.
And they love you at BBS Radio as well.
Well, I'm glad. So anytime you need us to fill in for any reason.
You get all the way to Russ.
Yeah, we know what to do now.
Yeah, I'll call you up.
Just call us up. Well, listen,
anything you have to say to the worldwide universe?
Worldwide universe, yes. The universe is listening. The universe is always listening. Remember that whatever you think and whatever you say is heard by the universe. So make it positive, keep it positive, keep it loving, and that love will come back to you threefold.
Oh, that is so true.
Isn't that
and
true?
Also, never, ever give a judgment out, because the judgment will come right back to you as well.
Exactly. No point in judging. Just remember how you would feel if you were being judged.
I had some judgments on me the other day. That's why.
Oh, really? That's no good.
No, I just was putting it. It was my cousin.
Oh, okay.
It's not really my cousin, but I call her my cousin. Yeah, she was like, "You don't need to move," and I said, "Yes, I do." How did that go? But anyway.
Yeah, you always have to do what you feel is right in your heart, and just know that it's the right path, and have faith, and you're there. So it sounds like that's exactly what happened.
How do people know what's good for another person?
Nobody does.
If they're not in their own skin,
That's impossible.
It's impossible. Some people don't know the difference between concern and control.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Yeah, what is the difference between concern and control?
It's something that is powerless.
Yes, absolutely. When you can drop your ego and have true concern and compassion for somebody without feeling the need to control their every move, then yes, I agree with that, 100%.
And it's also turning yourself over to your inner self and your inner heart, and letting your own self be true to yourself and what you call God, yourself, and your higher power, and also allowing others to see it from your inside out through your eyes, and staring at somebody in the eyes and look, not staring, but just sharing your eyes for the window of your soul to always know that that's your truth.
Yep. It's sort of, it's a vulnerability that when you let yourself go, you're making yourself vulnerable to the world, which is exactly what you need to do, and for people that can recognize that and see the beauty in that, then that's great. And for people that don't, they're stuck in their ego, then they may take that opportunity to, like you said, control or to change your mind or do something or tell you to do something against your will. And you've got to know in your heart that what you want is right for you, and you can't let anybody else sway you from what you feel, what your path truly is. And you know what it is when it happens. So when you make big decisions like moving or getting married or applying for a job or whatever it is, and you know that in your heart that it's right, that's all that matters.
That is right. And you got to listen with your heart, like I say. Not your mind, because your mind is man-made of all those people, places, and things along with earth.
Yeah, you got it, Tessie.
The heart is the pure place of all the gardens.
There you go. No, that was beautiful.
Yes.
Really beautiful. Yeah, you've got it. I hope that the people that are listening out there and listen to you every week have a tenth of a clue of the fact that you're right on the money. You know what's going on, and you know what's happening, and I think there's a lot of truth and beauty in that, and I'm happy that there's people like you out there that are dedicating their lives to try to spread that word and to make it known. So, you know, even if it touches one person in a million, it's worth it, and I think that's wonderful. I applaud you for that, Taffy.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate that.
You know, it's people like you and a little bit of me that spreads the word out there that allows people to just be who they are and speak from their hearts and doesn't do the get up, go to work, come home, go to bed, get up, you know, the robot type thing.
I think, you know, you said it really well, but, you know, for people need to be who they are and just let that happen and don't try to fit in a box and don't try to, you know, don't try to do everything for everybody else. I mean, we're genuinely nice people, you know, at our core. And if you can just let that flow and just relax and let it happen, then who you are will always come through. And I think that's the most beautiful gift you can give to anybody.
Oh, isn't that so true?
Yep.
And just like you say, remove that ego.
Yes. Yep.
That ego is born when the first time we understand the word no, and we see ourselves in the mirror, and you know, and understand that that's a person in the mirror. But it's the first time we understand the word no is when the ego is born.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
And we go into that forest, and we are continuously we learn in the forest, but it's coming out of the forest, the million mile journey, learning while we're in there, and coming out on the other side, holding hands with everybody, is what we're trying to do.
Right. Oh, that's true. No, I think ego teaches you to. Have that temporary or superficial high of power and of greatness and of you know, being better than, you know, other people that sort of fills you up very temporarily and very superficially with some type of false sense of power and happiness when the true happiness is really way beneath that layer of ego, and you just got to get past it as soon as you can. Now, look at, we're human, we make mistakes, you know, we laugh, we cry, we have, we sing, we do all these things, and that's the beauty of it. It's not the perfection of what other people think we should be, it's the beauty of who we really are, and I embrace that. I see that in our church, I see that all around me, and it's completely beautiful, you know.
Isn't it, though? And that's where you go to control and concern.
Yeah.
And I learned one other thing too, to say, I hear to my mother and father especially taught me this, for one thing, it's like getting back to the root of killing the ego inside of self to get the self-acceptance back. The true inner child, and hugging that innerness of ourselves that is so scared and lost, to bring them up as an adult within us that we are today.
That's great.
Even childlike qualities that we have, like liking someone, like I was saying before you called, because if we like someone, that's so much deeper than the love that we can give out, because it's so pure.
Exactly. Yeah, that's great. I mean, yeah, I like what you just said about, you know, breaking past the ego to find acceptance. And I think acceptance of yourself has to happen first before you can accept other people. And I don't think people really have that, you know, much understanding of what that really means, that how does one accept ourselves? Because I think people constantly say, oh, I wish I had this, or I wish I was, you know, I wish I was better looking, or I had more hair or less hair or whatever. And they think of all these superficial things. But when in reality, you should be accepting yourself for who you are, you know, and as we say in the Wiccan church, warts and all, you know, you've got to hold on to that of who you really truly are and love who you are. It's like, I don't know if I told you this analogy, but somebody told me this analogy about how, you know, if you're on a if you're on an airplane and the cabin loses oxygen, okay, if you start handing out the oxygen mask to everybody else and you don't take care of yourself first, then you won't be any use or help to anybody else on that plane. You've got to put the oxygen mask on you first. You've got to breathe that air in so that you have the life, so that you can help another life.
That is perfect.
Isn't that great?
Perfect to say.
Yeah.
And that is so true. And it's just, that reminds me of, I have to forgive myself first,
mm-hmm.
then go to another and ask forgiveness, and then go to God and ask forgiveness, or the God or goddesses, or, you know, whatever I need to do, but forgiving myself first
mm-hmm.
and foremost.
Yeah,
that's
great. All right, Tassie, I just wanted to make sure that we had a chance to reach out to you, so I'm so happy you took our phone call and you got to talk to JD and Reverend Dr. Kendra, and we'll definitely be in touch, Tassie, okay? I sent you a couple
of college buddies on this.
What's that?
The college buddies.
Oh, how could I forget the college buddies? How could I forget them? If they all fit in the house, I'll bring them.
Want to
I'll bring
close
them all.
The show? Close the show for me. Because it's time to go.
It's time to go?
Yeah, just close the show for me because we're going to hang up closing the show.
Oh, let's close the show. Well, thanks, Tassie, and from BBS Radio, and for everybody around the world, thank you for listening. Thanks to Tassie for giving us another wonderful week of spiritual enlightenment, and we hope to have you all listening again next week, same time, same channel. Don't forget it, and always be happy and love yourself.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Love you.